Today, most of us don't think much about buying a pair of shoes. There are many places you can shop for them, both in-store and online. But of course, it was once not that way. And this company capitalized on getting people the shoes that fit them perfectly. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The area around Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, was known for its logging. As the 19th century gave way to the 20th, one family in the logging industry decided to begin a new venture.
Mason started in 1904, and then they would fully incorporate by 1906. The Mason family were originally loggers.
Cat Wendell says August Mason helped his son Bert begin the shoe business when they purchased another manufacturer in the area. They initially began making shoes for lumberjacks of the region.
By the 1920s, they had this direct sales catalog that would go out. You could custom order your shoe, and then it would come back to the Masons, and they would then be able to send a demonstrator to your home to get your custom fit Mason shoe to you, or it would be mailed to you.
Mason had sales folks across the country that could come to one's home to fit you for shoes and deliver what you had ordered. They were known for fitting the needs of every customer.
So you could have a size 24A or 28B shoe.
Yes, those sizes are enormous. And at the Chippewa Falls Museum of Industry and Technology, you can see some of those most interesting creations.
We don't know if these were actually ever made or if they were just proof of concept, but we do have them here on display. So if you wanted to see something that is just potentially a sideshow, we have it available.
The Mason companies remain an important part of the industry here, although the business has branched from just shoes to an e-commerce platform, carrying on a tradition of providing products now for well over a century. Traveling the countryside in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.